3 years after it became law, the landmark Health Care Reform Act, also known now as Obamacare, is proving just as difficult to implement as it was to pass through Congress. We're in a critical moment for the Affordable Care Act. Congress hasn't fully funded the implementation stage of the act, and on October 1st, states are required to start enrolling people in insurance marketplaces or exchanges. These exchanges aren't yet up and running in parts of the country, and still other states have opted out of accepting extra federal funding to expand insurance coverage through Medicaid. And then there's an even more basic marketing problem. A recent Kaiser poll shows that half of Americans don't know enough about healthcare reform to understand what it means for them. So the Obama administration is trying to get the word out. Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius joins us on the line from Washington. And Secretary Sebelius, because of that lack of congressional funding, you've recently come under fire for asking insurers and healthcare providers to donate money to a nonprofit advocacy group called Enroll America. It's one that's promoting healthcare reform across the country. So what's your response to that criticism?
Well, first of all, Enroll America is not a creation of mine. I have been participating in an effort to both let people know that they exist, because they're going to be doing, I think, some important work in states around the country, particularly reaching into communities where people may not know a lot about the law. We see them as great partners in this effort to make sure that all Americans have an opportunity to enroll in affordable, available health insurance.
Does it trouble you, though, that in part one of the reasons why a group like Enroll America even exists in the first place is because Congress hasn't exactly been forthcoming in assistance in helping implement the Affordable Care Act?
There clearly are members of Congress who, frankly, joined in the lawsuits. In the House, at least, have voted now 38 times to repeal the law, none of which have been effective. And so it doesn't come as a surprise. It's unfortunate, but not a terrible surprise, that many of these same folks are not interested in adequate funding to make sure that we can carry out this law. Having said that, I'm very confident that we will be successful in not only having marketplaces in every state around the country starting October 1st so people can make choices for themselves and their families. We're working very closely with governors around the country to make sure that in as many states as possible, governors take advantage of the federal formula to expand their Medicaid program and have a large portion of the new costs paid for by the federal government.
Let me ask you, though, in this process of implementation, there have been some, you know, remarkable advances. California has just set up its exchange, its healthcare exchange, and that seems to be something that's moving forward with success. But on the other hand, 29 states, for example, have agreed to accept federal money to increase Medicaid rolls so that they can provide assistance to residents who are currently uninsured. But 19 states are not going to, such as Texas and Louisiana. You know, there are economists out there, such as Dean Baker, who says that what this is doing is creating an absurd situation where in some states, moderate income families will receive federal subsidies for their health insurance through exchanges. But in other states, low-income families won't, because those states are refusing to expand Medicaid. So we may end up with a two-tiered healthcare system depending on what state you live in. Is that really a palatable outcome to you?
Well, it isn't a very palatable outcome, and I'm hoping, even if that snapshot exists for a period in 2014, that it will be short-lived. In some states, like Texas, where 25% of the residents of Texas now have no health insurance at all, and about half of that population would be Medicaid eligible, there will be some very inequitable coverage, and some people who are really desperately in need of health care and not able to access any options because of a decision that the governor is making.
Kathleen Sebelius is the United States Secretary of Health and Human Services. Secretary Sebelius, thank you so much for your time.
Sure. Great to visit with you.